Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The city of Atlanta is reviewing its policies on the detention of immigrants in their jails. This comes after Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom signed an executive order Wednesday night halting the intake of new detainees. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The city currently houses 200 immigrant detainees for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. 9 were turned away Wednesday night. Mayor Bottom says the agreement with ICE is just an agreement and not binding.
So if we choose as a city to no longer house ICE detainees, I'm not aware of any way that the federal government can force us to be a party to that agreement.
In the coming weeks, Atlanta city leaders and experts will be meeting to discuss formally changing the policy. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Georgia lawmakers are looking at whether the state should take over Atlanta's airport. 13 state senators will be studying whether the state could make the airport more profitable. Hartsfield already has a $70 billion economic impact and generates over 400,000 jobs. The city of Atlanta currently runs the airport but is facing accusations of contracting fraud. Atlanta-based Delta Airlines is changing its rules for service and support animals. It's in response to two employees who were bitten last week. Starting July 10th, pit bull type dogs will be prohibited on Delta flights. Currently, the airline says it carries as many as 700 service or support animals each day. A new Supreme Court ruling means Georgians could soon start paying sales tax for their online purchases. The decision allows states to collect sales taxes even if there is no brick and mortar store. Under a Georgia law passed this year, online retailers who make at least $250,000 a year or 200 sales a year would have to collect sales tax. The change could mean an extra $500 to $600 million a year in tax collection for state and local governments. Metro Atlanta employment rates were at an all-time high in May. That's according to a new report by the Georgia Department of Labor. The region saw the number of employed residents increase to nearly 3 million. A very wet spring is causing problems for Georgia's tobacco farmers as they get ready to harvest. GPB's Cindy Hill reports.
Some tobacco farmers got as much as 25 inches of rain during the last 2 weeks of May. That's when tobacco is just starting to grow. That water combined with a lack of sun robbed the soil of certain nutrients. Many plants died and others were badly damaged. Tobacco experts from the University of Georgia say harvest could be down by 15%. Growers are also seeing an increase in disease. In 2016, tobacco brought in over $50 million to the state's economy. Meanwhile, peach farmers say they're having a good year after weather took out 80% of the crop in 2017. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
And after being shuttered for nearly 10 years, Atlanta's Hotel Claremont is reopening today. It includes the building's original neon signage and a 65-foot radio tower, which you can see lighting up Ponce de Leon Avenue. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta.